All right, so we're done with phonons. So we calculated the phonon dispersion relationships, and from that we get the thermodynamic properties. And then we talked a little bit about transport in phonons. And now we're going to go on and talk about electrons. And our discussion of electrons will be in two parts. The first part, we'll talk about free electrons. And so free electrons, this is going to be a lot like the discussion of photons in vacuum. So we don't worry about the crystal. They're just free electrons. Basically, the system we're considering is particles in a potential well. And free electrons, we also neglect the electron-electron interaction. We have non-interacting fermions in a box, and we calculate the properties of that. And then, after we've done that, then we'll include the periodic potential of the crystals and calculate what's called the band structure. And like for the photonic crystals, there'll be certain frequencies that the electrons can be in the crystal, and there are other frequencies or energies where it's not possible for electrons to move through the crystal. Okay, so we're gonna do the simple model of, I said here electrons combined to a box, but it's really non-interacting fermions combined to a box with periodic boundary conditions. And this is a lot like the problem of phonons in a box, except instead of solving the wave equation, we solve the Schrodinger equation. And when we look at the occupation, instead of using the Bose-Einstein function, we need to use the Fermi-Dirac function for the free electrons.